This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining me. I cannot believe that the month of July is almost over and we're headed into August. So you know what that means. Today is a Conversations with Carol show. So I want to welcome you and thank you for joining me. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And what I'm going to be doing today in the Conversations with Carol show is that I really am just going to be devoting the entire hour of this show to answering your questions. So if you have a call for a question for me about the energy and where it is, woohoo, it's kind of a humdinger right now. And then also how that energy is affecting you, a question about your health. I'm pretty good about everything except for, hey, what am I going to be when I grow up? Still working on that myself. But you want to know about your life, your relationships, your job. There's so much in flux right now, so much change that's going on. I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada, and then also international callers, international calling code, and then 877-230-3062. This is our show, and I can't wait to share my intuitive abilities with you and actually get the pleasure of touching your energy to find out what's going on. So give me a call, 877-230-3062. If you haven't checked out my website in a while, I would invite you to do that. I've got a lot of things that I've posted. I've got a 4-course class on understanding and healing pain, very extensive workbooks that come with it. I've got a 4-course class that is also on the light of the body, helping you understand that real part of who you are, that part of us that so many of the ancient teachings tell us that we are energy first and matter second. So the light of the body really looks at the different aspects of that light body and offers a very detailed view of what that light body is and what is the language of the light body able to tell you about where you are psychologically, emotionally, also where you are physically, and even it will detect and tell you exactly where you are on an energetic level. The wonderful thing about the light body, unlike the human body, the light body tells you immediately. It's instant feedback as far as what's going on. It also can tell you about the different layers of energy and where you have any kind of blockages or protrusions or obstacles or depletion in your energy field. And it talks to you through your chakras. It talks to you through the energy. It talks to you through the organs and glands of the physical body. So it's a very comprehensive, sophisticated communication network. And the more you understand your light body and what it tells you and how it functions and the different layers to it, the more effective you can be in stepping back, taking a deep breath, connecting with yourself at that light body level, and then looking at what needs to be done to restore balance on any of those levels, whether it's changing thoughts, dealing with negative emotional patterns, going in and dealing with maybe you had something to eat last night and it's not setting well with you and you need to figure out what to do with it. Again, very comprehensive course. And in fact, the workbooks for each one of the 4 parts is as extensive as if you had bought a book on the light body. So check that out. Also, I just posted that I'm going to be doing an evening of readings in El Dorado Hills, California, and then also in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So all for my Michigan fans out there, I'm coming back the end of October, and I'm going to also be doing a full-day workshop. But right now, the readings are up. Just lots of information, and just go and explore. There's a lot of free information. I actually did an energy update on the energy. So we just have a lot going on the website and a lot of information that I hope that you'll find of value. So just go check me out. It's at www.ritberger.com. And then just go and explore and look at the videos and all the things that I have. We try to do everything to keep it very updated, very mindful, meaning lots of good thought-provoking information and then fun things for you to be able to look at and learn as well. So again, www.ritberger.com. interesting about the energy right now. The energy right now is really very settled, meaning that it's really into the flow of really manifesting the closure work that we did from April 23rd through June 2nd. But the issue is that the mind doesn't realize that the energy is very stable. It's very much in harmony, and the mind feels like it's bouncing all over. So what I do is I always go in and I ask the celestial helpers, okay, it's the Conversations with Carol show. What am I supposed to be sharing today? And what they said is, did you pay attention to how you felt when you woke up? And I thought, no, I really didn't. So I took a deep breath and I went back and looked at the time that I opened my eyes to the time that I sat down at my computer to be able to start preparing for the show. And it was very interesting because one of the first things I found is that I was feeling very calm. I was feeling very grateful for the routines that I had. I have a wonderful little dog, Boje. She's a little Havanese, and she's part of the morning ritual. It's like, okay, well, mom and dad are awake, so I'm going to come up and, you know, greet them with my hellos. And then she likes her tummy rubbed, and so I went through that. But I found myself very thoughtful, really thinking about not so much what I had to do today, but thinking about what I wanted to do today. And something became very aware in that thinking process that the celestial helpers helped me get to start sharing with you how to manage this energy that we're in right now, because the flow is very supportive of us moving forward effortlessly in the life that we wish to create. However, the distractions seem to be welling up and they seem to have emotional charges, and the mind goes in and goes, oh my gosh, when you were cleaning out your closets in that time frame, you must not have found the real thing, the mother of all things that you wanted to clean out. So you just missed the boat. And when we do that, we get into that fear base. But the energy isn't telling us that. And the more I spent with that thoughtful time and the way that I was looking at things, I was recognizing that the distractions that are coming up aren't to go in and pull us back into the old patterns. I didn't do enough. I didn't do it at all. I missed the boat. All that self-berating that we do, or the criticism that we have, that inner critic. But what these distractions are doing is to show us we did the work. So I thought about that, and I thought, okay, how can I really explain that? And the best way to explain it is to say that we don't have the same emotional charge. Yes, the memory's there. Yes, the remnants of that closure that we let go of is there, but the emotional charges aren't as strong. They don't readily pull us into that fear based consciousness that goes in and causes us to be very unhappy with ourselves. So I started really paying attention to my thoughts. I started paying attention to the gratitude I was feeling and the simple things, the routine things that I go through on a morning basis, and how really special those are, and how those really rituals, while we do them in a mindless way, but in a very thoughtful way, meaning that we're consciously aware we're doing them, those are the rituals that gets our day started off in a way that gives us that comfort, gives us that peace, gives us that confidence that no matter what comes along, we can do it, whether it's our morning cup of coffee or rubbing my little Boucher's tummy. It doesn't make any difference, but it puts us into the place where we can do things. So then the celestial helpers came forward and they said, so if you paid attention, Carol, to what you've been saying to people over the last month in your readings, there's a common theme. So again, I had to go back into that thoughtful state, and I remember many, many times in my readings, I would stop the reading and I would say to the person, what are you thinking right now? And it would distract them from the patterns of the emotions and the residual from what they let go of, and from the problems to finding solutions. And an interesting thing I became aware of by doing that. I became aware of the fact that if we stop and ask ourselves, any point in time in the day, it doesn't have to be when we're tired or when we're up or when we're down, but any point in the time of the day, just randomly stop and ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? It puts us in the present moment, and it gives us a chance to listen to our thoughts. And I'm going to tell you that something was so exciting as I've been doing this and in the readings. While we may have been talking about problems in the readings, when a person stopped and thought about what they're thinking right now at that moment, the thoughts were not negativity. The thoughts were not charged with the strong negative emotions of sadness, anger, frustration, despair, hopelessness, helplessness, which is kind of the common theme around fear-based consciousness. Sometimes they even said to me, I'm not thinking about anything right now. Well, that's great news. Now the mind is up there going, oh, come on, you have to be thinking about something. But the fact that we have moved beyond and let go and opened ourselves up to a new way of thinking and a new consciousness, and that our thoughts, if we just stop and listen to them in that moment, we are going to be surprised at where we are, who we are, what we're capable of doing, and how much we did the work in that April 23rd to June 2nd. I'm going to talk more about that. But it is a Conversations with Carol show, so let's jump right in, and let's go from to Claire from France. Well, hi there, sweetie. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you today? I see that you're kind of tired.
Yes, I am. I am still exhausted.
Okay.
And you remember you had told me that it was because of my thyroid imbalance?
That's correct.
Yes, and I got a blood check very recently, and it shows that my thyroid number is actually pretty good now.
Okay. Weren't you, when we last talked, sweetie, weren't you trying some other things? If I can remember correctly, weren't we looking at other ways for you to deal with your thyroid that you were trying at the time?
Well, I was on medication, and you said I should stay on that medication,
okay,
which I did. Was I doing other things? I'm not sure. I'm taking iodine as well.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so... So the numbers registered in the good range. Wahoo, that is really good information. So let's see. Let me go in and see if I can find where the fatigue might be energetically. Because, see, I'm not, and it's easy to say afterwards, I'm not picking up the same thing I was picking up with the thyroid itself. So something else you're doing, it may be the iodine, something else you're doing is helping the thyroid stay at the place where it needs to. Okay, so let's see. I've been kind of stalling, honestly.
Well, I'm doing a lot of energy work.
Yes.
On myself, I'm doing the emotion code.
Good.
I do some channeling as well.
Okay, okay, good. Let's go there to the channeling. Thank you, thank you. Gosh, you're good, sweetie. It's always fun to work with you. So the channeling, one of the things that, and I'm going to build off of that, and then I'm going to circle back around to what I had picked up also. In the channeling, the information that you're getting is really exquisite. I can feel that. It's a lot of clarity to it. It doesn't feel like it's as much effort in order for you to tap in to be able to get the information. One of the things is, are you finding that you seem to be channeling one specific being from the angelic realm? Have you found a common vibration with that being yet?
When I channel for myself, no. When I channel for other people, sometimes I'm aware that I'm channeling their guides.
Okay.
Not all the time, though.
Okay. Okay. So what I want is, when I touch your energy and I go in and we're working on the channeling, and I find that you're pulling in the information that this one specific guide is downloading to you, you're entering into that as a very, very high vibration. We have to be able to do that. But what you're doing is the information is so tied to survival, yours or even other people that you're channeling for. It's those basic human needs, that what's happening is that high vibration is immediately dropping its frequency down into the first chakra, and it feels like it drains you in the process. It's like when you're up there with the high frequency, it's like, woohoo, things are good, getting in the information. And then it's like it slams like a closed door, boom, into the first chakra. And it feels like the energy, the information, and the energy of this being that you're working with is trying to help calibrate itself to match where your frequency is, but you're grounding it much too quickly. So if I may offer a suggestion, is that when you channeled for yourself, set a very, very clear intention, a very specific place in the body that you want information about, a very specific psychological or emotional thing, as specific as possible, and spend a little time clarifying that. Then when you invite that entity in, that vibration in, I'm going to call it that vibration in, go in and do some deep breathing, just calm breathing, but deeper breathing. Open up your heart chakra. That's the balancing point. And then the information will come into your sixth chakra. Go into your fifth chakra. You'll start to hear vibrations, sounds, noises, humming. Maybe it's you feeling like you're talking, and then it'll go into your heart, and then it will slowly trickle down in the first chakra, and it won't cause you to go from really high to really low, because that's very difficult for your field to hold the harmony, and it's very difficult for your body, organs and glands, and especially your glands, not to go into fear, slam you into first chakra, and that puts you in fight, flight, freeze, and that drains you of energy. So that's one thing. So there's one particular vibrational being that you are working with right now, and get to know that being however you need to, and then follow that process. Breathe, open the heart, bring the information in, listen to anything that is being said, any sounds that you have, even if it sounds like it might be tinnitus where it's a ringing in the ear, pay attention to everything. Breathe that energy and information in. Allow it to trickle into the third chakra. That will help stabilize the physiology of your body so you don't get the fight flight. That'll help you with the exhaustion. And then allow it in the first chakra. The second thing is that when I touch you physically on the exhaustion part of it, we probably need to look at you working on your adrenals and doing some adrenal support. I'm not picking up that you have chronic fatigue, and I'm not picking up that you even have fibromyalgia, and I'm not picking up that you have an immune system that is basically running amok in your body. It just feels like we need to get you supported adrenal-wise. And it may be that the iodine combination, it may be that the thyroid combination is helping your thyroid work, so the energy exhaustion that we're feeling isn't tied to that. It could be adrenal fatigue. So your guide just came in.
Ashwagandha, because I thought about that.
Yeah. Well, honey, like we always say when we get to have a chance to really love each other on the phone doing readings, you're really good, Claire. You get these things, and that makes it me really good because all I'm doing is reading you, sweetie. Okay, so your guide just came in, and your guide just said, oh, Carol, Claire needs to learn about the third chakra. She needs to learn more about the willpower part of it and not the struggle part of it. She needs to learn more about the free will, using willpower, that dog, I call it dog-ear determination, and the self-confidence part of it. And trusting, that's another component, third chakra. So the guide said that when you want to channel this entity, this guide, this vibration, and he did identify himself as an entity in masculine form, what he said is, ask her to ask me specifically about trusting herself. So there's where you go. Follow the other protocol, and then what you're going to do is I think you're going to enter into that third chakra. Your adrenals won't kick into that fight, flight, freeze where you're in that stress state feeling like you don't have any control. So try that. I think that's going to work. What a wonderful being this is that you pulled in. He is actually of the Archangel Raphael order. He is a golden healer. You could even get that golden light, pull that down through into your heart. That will help you as well, because then your vibration and his vibration will match, and it'll make it much easier for you to be in your physical form without experiencing some adrenal fatigue. How about that?
So I do have adrenal fatigue, but you would not call it chronic fatigue. Is that what you said?
I would not.
Yes,
I do understand that. But chronic fatigue has immune system involvement, and I'm not finding that. I'm just finding, here's how it feels to me. It feels like you're a 1,000-watt candle who is getting at the bottom of the candle, and as a result, there's not enough of the candle wax to give you the fuel that you need to keep your flame going. There's the metaphor. So find a way, and your guide, this entity guide vibration can help you. Oh, he bounces all over what I want to call him, can help you, because he keeps saying, if you ask about trusting yourself, then you will bring in a new candle, light it, and then you're going to start feeling some energy. He's speaking in metaphor. I honestly, sweetie, am not picking up chronic fatigue. If I was, because I could pick up the immune system truly being involved in the process, I would tell you that. I can't find immune system involvement at all.
So, would you see that my health issues are related to my music?
Yes.
Yes.
So there's your guy just said, tell her to ask me about trusting herself. And that's about your music also.
Yeah, I know. Cause I mean, a big crisis around my music and around what I wrote and where I play and everything. And I just can't seem to be able to get out of this crisis.
Right. Your heart. The heart will be the balancing point. And use your guide entity vibration, as he calls himself. Use that to open up your heart to your music. See, that's why I think that he wanted me to encourage you to listen to different sounds and to listen to different words. That's that fifth chakra. And when you open up the sixth, you meet him vibrationally. The wisdom comes forward in a very clear way, can be spoken in a way that it doesn't stop or inhibit or drain. Opening up the heart brings it into that centeredness where you hear from your heart instead of your ears. And then that will allow you to use the information in your physical world, in your physical body, so you won't be in a place where you feel like your candle is running out of candle wax and so forth, and you won't feel as tired. So physically, adrenal support, emotionally, go in and let's do this heart work. Bring in just your music. That's it. But he wants you to specifically ask him about trusting yourself. So I'm going to leave you with that, sweetie, because my sense is that what you will hear, kind of like when I started out the show, stopping and asking yourself, what am I thinking now? It could be that you could say, what am I hearing right now? I think you're going to be surprised, sweetie. I really do. So thanks for calling me all the way from France, my love.
One last question about my throat. I feel a constriction in my throat.
Yes, that's that fifth chakra. That's that voice. That's tied to willpower. That's tied to free will. It's tied to trusting. That fifth chakra can speak the words of our past and our fears, and that can cause a vibrational blockage or a constriction. Or we can speak our truth by trusting ourselves and then allowing our words, and in your case, your music, to flow. And your music will be part of your adrenal support work that you're going to do. It will be the vibration.
I got that from the channel as well.
Yes, yes. So, sweet. Nag, 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 nag. We need you to do your music. I think we ended the reading last time that way, but I'm going to give you that little nudge, like your guide is giving you that little nudge. Ask him about trusting yourself. I love you, sweetie. Thanks for calling me from France. I want to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come right back. I want to talk a little bit more about the energy. I've got some callers on the line. I'm going to get to you, so I'll be right back to answer your questions.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome, my love.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, today is a Conversations with Carol show, and what that means is I'm taking your calls, and I'm going to spend this entire hour really doing that. I did talk a little bit about the energy and where we are, because I always think that that's an important place for us to be, and information that can be of value as we start the next month and being mindful of what's going on. You know, we are energetic beings, so anything that's happening in that living field of transformational consciousness, we can call it that group consciousness, heavenly consciousness combined, anything that goes on there is affecting us, and as well as we're affecting ourselves. So I always bring that into the show that I'm doing in Conversations with Carol. But I do love taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your health or about the energy, or anything that's going on that you would like some insight where I can touch that beautiful energy that you have that speaks so eloquently about where you are, just give me a call at 877-230-3062. I also wanted to let you know, if you've been thinking about getting a reading with me, I just posted my dates for next month as far as dates and times available for a reading. We spend an hour together. We can cover an entire gamut of information. It isn't just one question. In fact, my readings in the last month have been really very detailed, and I think the shortest list that I got was 7 different questions that someone had, and the longest I got was 4 pages. Now, we may have a little trouble getting through everything 4 pages in an hour reading, but your energy and how everything is connected is so magical that when we can start in one direction, it's like a domino effect. Answers start coming forward and a lot of the other things that were put on the piece of paper. So if you want to know more about the readings, just go to my website, www.reitberger.com. Click on the tab that says readings. Click on personal readings. It gives you all the information. All the readings are booked online, first come, first serve, and then we get to spend time with each other. Very, very fun time for myself. I learned so much from you, as I hope that my sharing what your energy is saying is going to also help you learn more about you. I also, you know, I was talking when I first started the show about this thought. I woke up very thoughtful and very much in gratitude and grateful for the things, those small rituals and the things that really get my day going. And I remember at one point in time reading that what happens is the first 45 minutes of our day really determines where we're going to be psychologically and physically throughout the day. So if in that first 45 minutes we have a lot of stress, we have a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos, we have more to do than we can possibly do in 45 minutes, that literally starts the energy flow of the entire day. But the energy right now isn't about what we haven't done and what we need to do. It's about taking, as I shared in the first segment, stopping and taking those little tiny moments throughout your day and ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? And what you're going to do is you will most likely find, as you continue this, that your thoughts will move from ruminating about everything on that list that you probably aren't going to get done, that's going to still be there for you tomorrow, to really coming in and finding how much you have really accomplished, how much you have done. And you'll find yourself feeling very calm and very much in gratitude. So I thought about the gratitude and I went back to the helpers because gratitude is an evolving process. And what we're grateful for a week ago, it isn't that we aren't grateful, it's just not going to be in our thinking process. So the main thing with gratitude is that gratitude doesn't have any goals, it doesn't have any objectives, and it doesn't have any hidden agendas, and there's really no ambition behind it. What gratitude is present moment, being where you are, thinking about what you're looking at, and where are you right now in your thoughts, and really appreciating the fact that you're thinking. Appreciate the fact that maybe you're trying to solve a problem instead of like, oh my gosh, it's another problem. But gratitude isn't anything that we do that we strive for or that we use to gain attention, and it isn't really concerned with getting something back in return for giving gratitude, saying those thank yous. It is literally just a pure appreciation of that soul's expression to tell us, I am so grateful and so glad about being on this earth and having this day to move one step, 10 steps, 100 steps closer to who I am and to living my life in a fearless way, charged with self-confidence, to be able to create the life that I desire. That's the energy. The energy is there, even though the distractions, the energy is there and supporting it. So take a deep breath. When you find yourself spinning, that will help tremendously because your brain is up there going, help me, I need some oxygen. And then ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? I have found that this is a fun thing to do. And I'll just, out of the blue, I'll just say, okay, what am I thinking right now? And I am really amazed at the feedback I'm getting from the people I've been doing in the readings about the positiveness of what they're finding. And I know with myself, I find myself feeling much more gratitude about those simple things that I do that are part of my rituals that are so important to my health, my energy, well-being, and to connecting me with my soul. So let's jump in and take Jasmine from New York. Hi, sweetie. Thanks for holding on the line as long as you did.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I help you?
Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to look at me and see if I have any blockage. I feel that I am all over the place and I'm not able to stick to one project. And I want to do so many different things that at the end of the day, I'm not doing anything. And I feel unsettled, I guess.
So, honey, are you reading my energy or am I reading yours? Oh, my gosh. This is part of the dilemma that I've been dealing with myself and with everybody else. So, going in, and thank you so much for giving me that chuckle. You know, like I said, everything is always a wonderful exchange.
All right.
When I go through and I run your energy, The first thing is that your mind, that physical part of your mind, came in and said, OMG, I don't know what to do with this to-do list, Carol. It's like we get something on it, she gets something off of it, we're adding more to it. It's like an endless cycle. I don't know what to do with this. So there literally is some chemistry change that's happening in your body that is adding to this confusion, and that chemistry change is making it much more difficult for you to be able to manage the multiple tasks that you are and the multitasking that you're fully capable of doing. But what I'm picking up when I go in and I said to your soul, okay, so talk to me about what this mind is saying. This list is too long. It's endless. It's constantly replenishing itself. And your soul said, oh, she's confused about the wannas and the gottas. And it's like, oh. So if you look at your list, sweetie, how many wannas are on that list versus how many gottas? The energy right now is not being really supportive of the gotta list, where we preempt the things that we want to do. And that can be one single thing. It can take 5 minutes. It can take 50 minutes. But every day in this energy where we are being requested by our mind, by the physiology of our body, to do one thing that we want to do. And so that's what your soul said. The next thing is blockages. Honestly, I couldn't find any blockages. I did find some congestion, and here's how they appear to me. It's like the pranic tube that allows us to be that channel from the heavens then the earth is literally like a soda straw. And we have complete control based on our mind and where we are to make that soda straw as big as if it was a bus could go through it, or as small as if we can't even get a drop of water through it. What I'm finding is that first congestion that I'm getting, and not depletion, but congestion, is in your sixth chakra. That is saying to me to look at your third chakra. There's where you've got all your gottas. Your third chakra is where you've got, your sixth chakra is where you've got all your wannas. The third chakra is where you've got all your gottas. You're a highly developed intuitive being, and you can work your way out of this if you choose one thing on your list that is a wanna, and you start your day out in that process. You may not complete it, but it maybe is that you wanna, I pick up writing. Do you write?
Not much, no.
Okay. Do you want to write?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a wonderful story inside of you that you know in the very heart of your being can be of great value to a lot of people right at this moment, don't you, sweetie?
But my problem is the language. I have something blocking me with the language, and I don't know what it is.
Okay. I don't have time to do past life. I sure could go there, because all of a sudden your soul brings forward all these pages out of your life charts and said, oh, Carol, this past life, this past life, this past life. But what your body, soul combination said, that if you open up your sixth chakra and you look at the writing differently and you see it as a story and you see it as metaphor, then the words will come in an effortless way, and you won't have to create complex sentences. And by going to that sixth chakra, that first congestion that I picked up, you'll get a bigger picture. One of the things that I would encourage you to do is something that Louise Hay taught me when I first became a Hay House author. Louise said to me, Carol, always start by writing the end of your book. Always write the epilogue or the afterword. In that, ask yourself the question before you write it. What do you want your readers to get out of it? And the answer is very simple. And then once you do that, then you can go back and you can write the book the way that we're taught, with the preface or the introduction and so forth. But if you open up your sixth chakra, you're going to bring in three different vibrational dimensions of the angelic realm that is going to help you do this work. You're going to bring in the dominion angels, you're going to bring in the power angels, and you're going to bring in the guardian angels. And those three angels have a lot of information that they will share with you that you merely will put into word because they're going to give it to you.
So how do I open the sixth chakra? By meditating?
Well, that would sound like I would be an obvious thing for me to tell you. No. What time do you get up in the morning, sweetie?
6 o'clock.
Okay. What time do you have to leave the house?
6:15.
Okay. What if you were to get up at 5:30?
Okay.
And what if you were to have a yellow pad, no computer, a yellow pad, blank pad of paper, and what if you just captured your first thoughts when you woke up?
In the morning.
In the morning. Just start there.
Mm-hmm.
And do that every day. And then what you'll do is you'll start to find the flow of words. You'll start to be at a place where your mind hasn't kicked in and it's like, OMG, I've got to get going. I've got too much on my list. There comes that list again. And then that's going to help you pull back into the intuition. Meditation, I don't think is going to work, honestly, sweetie. It's going to be you're going to try to find that space where you can get rid of the chatter. And right now there's a lot of chatter. So let's use those words to just capture your thoughts when you first wake up. And then you can start your day and start out with that habit. And then I think you're going to be very surprised how easy it's going to be for you to do the goddess because you started out doing something that you really want to do.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. Please, if I can do anything with all of these different angels that are helping me, I want to say it with love, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to kick you in the backside. Sweet. This needs to be told. The story needs to be told. It's all about the angels, and this is very, very important to where we are in our consciousness right now. So, lovingly said, backside kick.
Okay. Thank all you. Right. Thank you for taking my call.
You are most welcome. Let's jump in and let's take Shelley from Alaska. Hi, sweetie. How can I help you?
Hi. First, I just want to say I love, love, love your podcast. But I have a couple things.
Okay.
The first thing major is I have been having this constant chronic pain just about every day of my life for the past 15 years.
Okay.
And I've had so many operations, doctors telling me this, that, and the other, but none of them know what it is. I was wondering if... is there anything that you can see?
Okay.
Anything I need to do?
Okay. So let me go. I'm going to ask some questions.
Okay.
Would you please tell me two of the surgeries that you've had so I can get beyond this blockage that I've got in your energy field in your abdomen?
Okay. Like the last surgery I had was a, total colectomy where they removed my entire large intestine.
Okay.
And I've had a total hysterectomy.
All right. Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you for that. No wonder I couldn't, easy to say afterwards again, but I was finding a blockage. I couldn't go anywhere in the intestines. It was just like, really?
Yeah, the large is gone. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay. And then I would go down and kind of in the small intestine, it's like, whoa, I've got another hole here. What's going on?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's see. Okay. So where, let me tell you where I'm going. I think that will be the best thing for it.
Okay.
When I went in and, thank you for that. And I was able to go in. It's interesting. I didn't go anywhere into the intestinal part, the guts of what we call ourselves.
Uh-huh.
I immediately went back to the back of the spine.
Okay.
And I immediately went back to thoracic vertebrae 12, lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I actually went in and I was looking at all of those vertebrae to see if we have... if any of this abdominal pain was really tied to spine, nerve versus the actual physical outcome in, excuse me, your body is just like, it's just like Kathy to me and everything. All right. So when I go back to that area, the nerve, the thoracic nerve plexus, which mm-hmm. is in that general center of the back, animates the small intestine as the cranial nerve, vagus nerve does.
Mm-hmm.
Your body, your intestines, the large intestine specifically, wasn't getting the electrical messages that it needed to stay viable and healthy to make it work the way it needed to.
Right.
And when I go down into the first chakra and I'm looking for the uterus, which, of course, we know isn't there,
mm-hmm.
I'm honestly not finding any nerve thing there, but I immediately was pulled back up to your neck. All right. So by removing the large intestine, that was absolutely necessary because the intestine
yes.
wasn't healthy. It wasn't able to move. It wasn't being... the nerves weren't animating it in a way where it was allowing the waste to move as freely as
Correct.
It needed to, and it created some real problems.
Yes.
Okay, so what happened is because of this, it just basically atrophied to the point where it didn't do its job and it needed to be removed. So the doctors in that surgery was absolutely accurate in what they did. When I go down into the first chakra about the uterus itself, I'm not finding the neurological ramifications. That was more of a psychological process. I understand the need to get rid of the uterus itself. It feels like it was never really a healthy uterus.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of a problem waiting to happen. I can pick up remnants energetically that there were fibroids, endometriosis. There were
yeah.
a bunch of things. So
yeah.
I immediately went back and because remember I followed your spine all the way down.
Yeah.
I immediately went back and looked to see if we had any endometrial lesions attached to any of the muscle cavity wall itself. And I don't. So this is good news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because, like, right now, I mean, they don't know anything. So they, like, I'm on pain patches, and I take pain meds all day long just to make
yeah.
it through the day.
Yep, yep. So what we need to do is we need to focus, because the pain medication is working on your central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
What it's doing is it's creating an interference from the nerves in that lower part of the spine up to
okay.
the brain. So that's what it's doing. But
right.
what it also does is that it creates a congestion in your energy field in your abdomen, stomach, upper abdomen area. I can pick it up in the esophagus area, in the thoracic vertebrae 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, excuse me, and thank you, my love. For letting me go on. So what we would be benefit is that the pain medication, I understand what they're doing. It would be worthwhile if we can do some cranial sacral work. I'm
okay.
going to encourage you to go to John Upledger, UPLEDGER. There's a wonderful group of practitioners in cranial sacral that
okay.
have trained with John's program. I know there's
okay.
others out there that are just as effective. I happen to know John. I know of his work. So do that. We want to do some cranial work. We want to work with a vagus nerve number 10. We
okay.
want to work with the number vagus nerve number 9, number 11. And we also want to work with vagus nerve number 3. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but
okay.
if it's you can go back in my archives and write this down. And
oh, I will.
Yeah. And what it'll do, sweetie, is it'll tell the cranial sacral worker where you have this congestion and where these cranial nerves aren't animating the body the way that it needs to.
Okay.
The other thing is that we could look at some acupuncture to be able to get the energy flow the way it needs to, working with the meridians. The triple warmer
okay.
needs to be worked on. That would be helpful. Most important is you're going to need to feel very, very safe with someone who does acupuncture. They can be very skilled, but you need to feel safe.
Okay.
Because it can release a lot of the energy congestion and can stimulate nerves, and I don't want you going in and going, oh, my gosh, what have I done? Now I'm really hurting.
Okay.
I have a question. Have the doctors considered doing an epidural on you?
They did, yes. They have thought about it, but that's as far as we've gotten.
May I ask you to please go in and to revisit that with them?
Okay.
Because what we have is that would block the nerve messages going into the part of the body that isn't there, but it thinks it is, but it never really did it right in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I think an epidural will help you, will help those nerves not be as agitated, as predictable, productive in those pain messages.
Okay.
So that I think that could help you as well. The other thing is you're very powerful in your ability to visualize. I can pick that up in you.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would like is we would like to, and I say we because all of your helpers are working with me right now.
Okay.
We would like you to envision what your inner healer looks like. As I touch it, it's feminine in energy. She has a very petite face. She's got very big blue eyes. She's got really fair skin. She's got very, very blonde, almost a white platinum hair about her. She has beautiful, long, dark eyelashes. She's got an absolutely exquisite smile, and she's got a dimple on the left side.
Okay.
Why don't you call her in and visualize her in that area? And
okay.
Why don't you visualize her in that area when you take your pain medication? Because she will use that energy to help support the pain medication, yet help get you off of it.
Great, because that's what I want.
Yes, right now we need it. But
yeah.
What we want to do is we want to replace it with something that you feel really safe and comfortable with, that you can do this instead of getting off of it and then wondering what, you know, else is going to break loose and stuff.
Right.
So that will help. Yeah.
Okay, great.
That will help. So I'm not finding anything anatomically wrong with what's going on. I just find a nervous system that's pretty darn agitated, honestly.
Okay, great. Yes, and I will. That's wonderful. I want to ask one other thing.
Sure.
I'm starting to, I have these plans in my mind of all these changes that I want to make, like going back to college, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like I really know what I want to do now.
Yes, you do.
And is that right? Am I going in the right path?
Yes, you are. I'm going to pull out my box of gold stars, just like if you were in, you know, first grade. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of gold stars. You are right on target. School is the way to go.
Okay.
This one of the things, school will become an emotional distraction to the pain process. It's, you know, we're trying to find a lot of ways to interfere with the pain messages. That's
yes.
a wonderful way to do it. Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. All right, because
I was just
the other day, I was just sitting there, and it was like I just woke up.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is what I want to do.
Yep.
And
you know what? And take the step, and if you need to start out, be real kind and compassionate. And your little healer came in and gave me a great big smile with that left dimple. start out, whatever you... Not what you think you can manage, but what mm-hmm. you connect with your healer, what you can manage from an energy output standpoint, where you don't get to a place where you've got too much to do and you start eating at yourself. That's a metaphor for anything in the digestive tract. And start out and let's do it.
Okay, great.
Let's do it. So
awesome.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, sweetie. I think all of those things are going to be of help to you. And your little inner healer just gave me another great big smile. Oh, my gosh. You need to meet her, my love. She is absolutely beautiful.
Yes, I want to. Thank
very,
you
very
so
good.
Much.
You are so welcome. So what I want to do is I want to wrap up the show and say, ask yourself at this very moment, what am I thinking right now? Thanks to all of you. Light and love. Have a wonderful week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ryberger.com. See you soon.